you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sister. I am so happy to have you here this morning, today, whatever day of time that you are reaching this message. To be perfectly honest with you, we are going off the cuff this morning. This week is a huge week for Fueled by Faith. So if you are listening to this past the week of April 18th, 2023, just use this, take this with a grain of salt with things that may be outdated or not relevant in the time frame that you do listen to this. But if you are with me here this week of April 18th, 2023, the Lord has a message for you, for us as a community here in Fueled by Faith. What are you being fueled by? What are you allowing to fuel you, to get you going? What wakes you up in the morning and motivates you to go? And is it what we should be motivated by? Being 100% radically and rigorously honest with yourself, because if we are not honest with ourselves, we are honest with no one. And the Lord knows our intentions and the posture of our heart, and it's okay if it's not
what we feel it should be if we're not where we want to be yet. It's okay to be here. We all start at the same spot. We all start small. We all start somewhere, and you can start today. And it starts with being rigorously honest with where are you getting your fuel, if any. I was once asked a question that ultimately led to our moving away from our family, from our comfort, from society's way of thinking, from the checkbox way of living. And it was the most needed thing in my life, and also one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And the question was, what are you tolerating? What are you tolerating? And at that point in my life, I was tolerating living a life that other people were expecting me to live, and living up to others' expectations, and having God on the sidelines, thinking that was enough and that was okay because everyone I was surrounded by was living that same faith line of one toe in the water, or I go to church and I serve, so that's enough. And I would read my devotion, and that was about it. There was not a deep relationship. Our marriage was mediocre. Our life was mediocre. We got up. We got the kids together. We went to work. We went to church on Sundays and repeat. There was minimal joy. There was minimal laughter and fun, and way more struggle. And I realized that I was tolerating that. God does not give us a life to suffer. He already did that. And who are we to sit here and suffer when he has already won the victory? Let that sink in. You are not here to suffer. God has already won. So stop playing the victim and come out and be the victor that you are. It is time for us to reset. And this is what this is all about. And this is why the timing of this is so important. I do not care where you are from, where you are listening to this. If you are here in Wilmington, North Carolina, or if you are on the other side of the world, you can reset at any time. And even if this is outside of this particular week, you can use these tools. You can still access the tool document that we have for you, this resource, to do a reset for yourself, because we live in a worldly world where things can distract us and they can get in the way of what God has for us. And I know that it is easy and it comes very sly and camouflaged to where sometimes we even create it ourselves, thinking that this is the way when it's not. And I encourage you to reset at any point. And it's simple. Usually when we feel we need a reset is when we feel we've either hit rock bottom, we're about to hit rock bottom, we're sinking, we're overwhelmed, there's a lot going on. We get stuck in the mundaneness of life more often than we are living it. Our cups feel either half empty or not full at all. And even if you are feeling full, if you're feeling as close as ever with God, that you are getting closer to your calling, I still recommend doing a reset to get you even closer so you can stay on this path of sustainability for the Lord. We've talked about this before with the roller coaster of life. And while, yes, I don't think there is an even keel of life, I don't think life is linear at all means, but I do think that we have authority over if we hop on the roller coaster or not, and how high those highs get and how low those lows get. I do I personally feel that we have the ability and the authority and power that God has given us to ride what we desire to ride or not, and that God is with us on all of it. Every turn, he has already seen the whole roller coaster through, which is so comforting to know. But when we are able to reset, we are able to get back to what is important. And usually when a reset is needed or we are wanting that refresh, just think of a vacation, how we get so excited to go on vacation. And then we come back and we're like, oh, life. It should never be that way. We should be living a life of vacation, one that we are here to wake up for. And every morning when we get up, we shout and praise. And we're so excited because we have another day that we are on assignment for what the Lord has given us. And that could be your job, your position or role as a mother or a wife. Be excited for the roles that he has given you because there is purpose behind it. And with a reset, we are able to get back to our values, back to our priorities, what's important to us. Because it's when we forget those that we allow other things to come in before our values and before our priorities. And that's when things get sticky. That's when we get out of alignment. That's when we allow the enemy to slither in and get in our way, get in the Lord's way of what he has for us. But when we are in routine, when we have new habits that are serving those values, those kingdom values that we have, that is where the gates get thicker and thicker, to where it's harder and harder for the enemy to get to us. And our faith gets stronger and stronger, and the armor continues to stack on us because we are getting closer and closer to the Lord. And so we are hosting a reset challenge, a live reset challenge within the Fueled by Faith membership. So alongside everything else that you get within our membership in the month of April, you will also get this 14-day challenge, reset challenge, where not only me and not only the members are going through, but we are going to have special guests in this challenge with us, encouraging you, equipping you, and empowering you on these 14 days to build new habits, build new values, or reset to values that we've had. New habits equal new results to your relationship with the Lord, where he has for you, your calling, and there's work to be done to get there. And this is not going to just add things to your plate. I can hear people now, I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. We all have the same 24 hours. It is, where are your priorities and your values at in your life? If you want a life of abundance, if you want a life in alignment, if you want to be closer to the Lord and revel in his abundance, it should be a priority to you to carve out time. And you forget how multifaceted you are and how you can drive and listen to something that encourages you. You can wake up and brush your teeth and pray at the same time. We overcomplicate everything. So first, before you even start this challenge, I want you to rid yourself of every excuse that the enemy is trying to get into you and to join this challenge. Not only do you get this challenge for 14 days, you will get a community of like-minded women that are going to be encouraging you and pouring into you, and also the ability to for you to pour out with your God-given gifts into other women. That fills our cup too. So you're invited to join this reset challenge. You can get this PDF after the challenge is done and still reset with us at any given point. But also, as a part of our membership and the specific reset challenge, there is an ultimate giveaway to our 2023 conference, Fueled by Faith Women's Conference, here in September. More details to come. You will get a VIP experience going through this challenge. You have the opportunity to qualify to get this VIP experience for the 2023 conference. You guys, it's over probably a $2,000 value, and that's just the icing on the cake. Everything that comes with that, even in the conference itself, oh, so amazing. But you will have firsthand access as a member of Fueled by Faith to get all the details first: who's speaking, where it's at, what's going to be occurring at this event, vendors that are coming. All the things are going to be revealed to our members first. So you will want to make sure that you get in. We start on Saturday. If you're local to Wilmington, we are going to start and launch in our new pour room event that we are going to start that is free for everyone to come. And if you decide to become a member, you get access to our monthly events, our virtual events as well, and all access to the conference details that are coming up. More importantly, we are wanting you to join forces, lock arms, as we all reset together in this challenge. It builds on top of each other to help you build a routine for yourself that works for you to get closer and closer to the Lord every day, for you to be equipped and encouraged. Because when we overflow our cup that comes from Him, when we strengthen ourselves from Him first, we overflow, and we overflow into our communities, into our family, into our friends, to our neighbors, and we start to shine His light into the lives of others. And we are here to invite you to lock arms with us and reset together this April 2023. Let's reset together. Be encouraged today, ladies. I hope to see you within the Reset Challenge. You can click the link below to become a member. As you become a member, you will get details of the Reset Challenge that is coming up. This will be all hosted in our community text thread with emails in between to keep us revived and ready to go. But I love you today. I hope you have an amazing day, and we will see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.